What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 15th of July. Happy Wednesday to you. It's a happy Wednesday. I know Wednesdays are miserable usually, but we're having a happy Wednesday. We're flipping it to the positive. Forget the negatives. There's plenty of negatives going around at the moment. We don't need any more. I'll tell you what was good. Banksy's done a new Banksy. That's a Banksy's called a Banksy, isn't it? But he's done a new Banksy on a inside of a tube train. You might have seen it on a London tube train. And everyone's getting the knickers in the twist online about, oh, look at that. That's vandalism. If anybody else did, some of the comments were like, if anybody else did that, they'd be throwing the book at them. If I was to go and draw all over the train carriage, I would be arrested. Yeah, that's because you're not a famous fucking artist who's worth millions and millions of pounds. And it's, you know, everybody welcomes what they've got to say or what their point of view is on something. Nobody gives a shit what you think or what. I give a shit what you think because it's funny for my podcast. Apart from that, nobody cares about your miserable little opinion. You just, like, somebody else said to him afterwards, like, oh, fucking get, why didn't you just, oh, I can't remember what they said. They said something back that was just proper cut him, you know, proper dissed him, basically. I mean, at the end of the day, he's just put, everything he puts graffiti on becomes fucking worth a fortune. I bet I wouldn't be surprised if the tube company knew damn well that he was on his way. They knew that he was coming, and they would know that as soon as he sprayed all over that, they'd be like, right, take that carriage out of the circulation. We're going to put that one up for auction. Let's put one of the shitter ones back. So you're going to have like a really nice train with a really shit old carriage in the middle that they've had to cobble it together with. Because somebody's over that, or they'll leave it on. They ain't going to leave it on there. They've probably washed it off already. But otherwise, if you do get to go on that tube train, try and fucking scratch a bit off or rub, because he's drawn a load of little rats in different places all around the tube train. So get your coat and rub your coat into the rat. Just fucking wet your coat at the back, rub your coat into the rat. And when you put it off, hopefully you'll have an imprint of the rat on your coat. And that's going to be worth about fucking 100 grand. Just like that. And do that anytime you see a Banksy, probably. But there you go. But anyway, it's a bit of fun and it's made the news and it's all about coronavirus. I couldn't work out what the thing said, but I think it's along the lines of encouraging people to sort of follow the rules and, you know, don't get down. I'll get knocked down, but I'll get up again. You're never going to keep me down. Like the Tumba Thump? What was that group called who sung that? Thump. Oh, it's like an Engelbert Humperdinck word. Tub thump. Tub thumper. Tumble thump. Something like that. Check it out. Google it. Let me know. You won't let me know because nobody fucking lets me know anything on this podcast. But you can on YouTube, on the comments, if you watch it on the video. But tub thumper. Tumble thump. Something like that. Anyway, I could waste 20 minutes coming up with different variations of that word. But you get what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's move on to, it's going to be sunny soon. They've said it was going to be the miserablest July in 30 years. I don't think it's been that bad. It's a bit grey today, but it's hot. It's actually hot. It's hotter than me. I mean, you know, it's warm, very warm today. So, you know, I'm not knocking it. I don't mind a bit of grey sky every now and then. It kind of matches my mood. what's it called? But the Caribbean weather's coming. So any of you who's off to the Barbados, never mind, because we've got the weather coming here. We might send you a bit of British weather over there, and we're going to have a bit of Barbados over here. 30 degrees we're looking at. So all you paleos, all you pale riders. I saw something today. Somebody used to call when Robert De Niro was growing up when he was a kid. They used to call him the milkman. What's it called? The fucking bollocks. Bobby Milk, they used to call him Bobby Milk because he was so pale when he was younger. I can relate to that because I was quite pale when I was a kid. I think people should call me the pale rider. That was after a big heavy weekend though. You know, I'd go down to pub after on a Saturday after being out of bed, having not gone to bed all Friday, and I'd go down to pub and people would just say I was looked like I was fucking The Walking Dead, and I probably pretty much was close to it as well. But nobody called me Bobby Milk. So that's quite a cool name. They always had, the Italians have always got good nicknames. I've got some good nicknames. Oh, what was fucking some of the... I'll have to think of some of the nicknames of people that I know. I'll have to come back to it. A flying saucer investigator reckons the universe could be filled with woke aliens. I doubt it. There's fucking... aliens have got too fucking... they're too much more advanced than us. They're flying around the universe, flying around space in spaceships and UFOs and that. You think they've got time to go, oh, I find that really offensive, what you've just said. I find that really, really, really offensive. Really, you know... I'm really offended by that Banksy being allowed to graffiti on a train, and I'm not allowed to do anything illegal. I find that really, really offensive. Aliens have got time for that. Aliens have got time for is whether they're going to come and take our planet off us and kick us off for ruining it. They're going to come down and go, look at the fucking state of that place. They're like landlords. You never know. They might well be our landlords. They might have fucked off the way we're trying to go to Mars. They might have fucked off ages ago. To a better planet, and like, you know, and now they're coming back. Maybe they've overpopulated. Now they want to come back, and now they see like we've just destroyed their house. They've rented it out to us, and we've destroyed it. We fucked it up. We've killed all their wildlife, all their natural herbs, natural medicine in the, you know, all these chemicals that we've created to create our medicine. And fucking all the natural medicine that's there is all been destroyed. And fucking there's a factory been plunked on top of what was probably a minefield or a melting pot of natural resources and all what people have used for illnesses throughout generations. Anyway, I doubt very much that the aliens will be anything like us. Suffering, what's he said, there could be anything from social issues, racism, gender issues, political differences, religious and ethical differences. I reckon they'll all be just one. They'll all just be one, they'll be like all boggly-eyed green little men. No, they won't. They probably have got variations like Star Trek, you know, all the different variations of aliens that you get on there. There's probably a plat or like the, what's it called? Star Wars. The bar in Star Wars, that is a bar I want to drink in. I want to drink in that bar where everybody's like, everybody's different, everybody's odd, everybody's something from a different planet. Some people, all you nationalists out there, fucking who like everything to be English, yeah, everybody, we're all English, we've all got English tattoos, we all like English breakfast, and Americans, we're all American, Donald Trump, we love America, only America. Fuck that. The best fucking bar is when you're on holiday and everybody's from a different country and everybody's from a different place. Multinational, multicultural, whatever. That's the fucking place to be, where everybody can share stories and fucking learn something off each other. Not that fucking bullshit where everybody's the same and everything's the same. Fuck you, no, you wouldn't even... You wouldn't have a fucking funny story to tell after a week. You'd run out... You've all got exactly the same stories. Anyway, so I don't think there's going to be woke aliens. I think aliens are going to come down here and go, you lot are fucking mental. And who's in charge down here? Because we're going to fucking come down and we're going to take you off and get rid of you, first of all. And if we're going to call it the leader of the free world, then that's Donald Trump. So he's going to be the first one for the chop. I'd love to meet, one day I'm going to meet the aliens. They're going to come down, they're going to have a word with me. They're going to give me, like your podcast, Mr. Lawrence. We're one of the only people that listen to it, we know that, but that's why we've managed to keep a low profile. So we're going to tune in. And also, they might say, we're going to raise your profile for you because we control all the satellites, so we're going to get your podcast across them all. And when I do become big and famous, I'm going to go on to this Cameo thing because then, unfortunately, I'm going to have to not do these things for free. I'm going to be paid like these on Cameo. Charlie Sheen's getting paid £290 for giving personalised messages. Snoop Dogg is charging £2,000. Chuck Norris, that's the best one of the three of them. Chuck Norris is doing £249 for personalised messages. He's got to say, I'm coming for you. I'm going to fucking come. Missing in action. I'm coming to save you. I'm coming to save you from the shit you're in or whatever. Robert De Niro's doing them. They're all at it, aren't they? There's some good names on there. But £250, that's a fucking lot, isn't it? To get... I mean, obviously the wealthy are paying. It's middle classville, that is. No working class man's paying for that. The only time a working class man is paying for that is if he's nicked the money or he's managed to hack the computer site. He's managed to get one for free. Or he's like got a Charlie Sheen lookalike or a Chuck Norris lookalike to do it for a tenner. That's the best one. That's what we were doing down here. And the rest, and we also buy them a portion of fish and chips and a can of Skull. And that'll be their birthday present. A £10 message from a fake Chuck Norris. What was it called? I must have, when I was in America once, when I was in Miami, I had a beard and two young Americans come up to me and said to me that they thought I was Chuck Norris. They was obviously pissed and having a laugh and pulling my fucking chain because I look nothing like the guy. In fact, he's fucking twice my age. So it was quite insulting, in fact. But they wanted the photo with me and anything and all that. They were going, you're an English Chuck Norris. And I was going, you're a fucking American idiot. If you think that. A drunken American idiot. If anything, I look like Chuck Norris's grandson, if you don't mind. Chuck Norris's, any baby would be born with a beard of Chuck Norris's. So I could look like one of his 10-year-old kids with it, or not 10-year-old, but 20-year-old kids maybe with a beard. Alice Cooper is bringing out his own range of chocolate milk. What are you doing? Are you serious? That is just like, you're going down in my estimations. It was like, oh, he's always fun, isn't he? Alice Cooper, but if you're skint, yeah, come out and say, I'm skint, I've got to do it for the money. That's fine. But if you're a fucking multi-millionaire, you don't need to bring out chocolate milk and just stick to fucking rock music. What are you doing? Or stick in rock circles. You know, bring out a charity single, do it for fucking... you can do a million things to get your name in the spotlight, and bringing out chocolate milk ain't the fucking one. You're just ruining your... You're just looking like a money-grabbing fucking, you know... Ooh, money, give me more money. Same as what the cameo people are doing, to be fair. Half of them are rich. They don't need to do it, but that's funny because they're giving messages to people, and it's funny. Probably should do it for free, but they ain't going to do it for free. Why would they? But bringing out your own range of chocolate milk, that's like Snoop Doggy Dog bringing out that, what's it called? Just Eat advert. It's like, fuck off. You got fucking all the money in the world. And I know money's being chucked at you, but you got to fucking pick the good ones and like get rid of the shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I should be bringing out chocolate milk. If anything, I should be bringing out milk in my name, trying to fucking make some money. I'm trying to do anything to make some money, but when you're rich, just fucking, you know, stick to what you're good at. I don't know what I'm good at. I'm fucking skint, so I'm good at being skint. I'll tell you that. I'm fucking brilliant at that, but I ain't sticking to that. No way, Jose. I'll be up in... But when I do make some money, I can promise you right here and now, I won't be selling out to the chocolate fucking milk people of this world. The world's population will start shrinking within 45 years, experts say. Are you joking? We got coronavirus and the fucking bubonic plague's just come back. We'll be shrinking within the next 6 months, by the way things are fucking going. Human numbers will rise from today's 7.8 million, billion, to peak at 9.7 billion around 2050, but then fall nearly a billion by 2100. How the fuck do you know that? There's no guarantees of that. I mean... As I said, the all you need is a fucking few world wars and a few more viruses, a few more people eating things that they shouldn't be eating, and it ain't going to fucking take long for that to happen. They're going to get mutations. They're all coming for us. All of that, all the aliens are just going to come down and just fucking zap everybody on the planet in one go, like a big electric shock to the planet. Bang. That's it. That's them gone, but let's make sure the electric's turned up to a certain degree that we don't harm any of the animals. They've done fuck all to nobody. Having sex at least once a week halves your risk of an early death. Well, there you go. I'm fucking dead, mate. I'm dead meat then. Having sex at least once a week halves your risk of an early death. Well, of course, it's exercise, isn't it? It's fun. It's exercise. And it's like, it's, what's the word? It gives you a reason to fucking, to get, if you got that coming to you at the weekend, gives you a reason to fucking, you know, plod along. It might have to cost you a bit of money. You might have to spend a bit to get it, but gives you some, like, you know, something to, momentum. Well, not momentum, what's the word? I don't know. Something to live for, put it that way. Depends on what they look like or fucking, you know, if they're forcing you to, well, not forcing you. Of course, that's not what I mean. If they are, it's a miserable relationship, I don't know. Well, you should be having sex more than once a week if it's not a miserable relationship, let's put it that way. So if you're having sex once a week, I'd say things are like on the slide, you know, you need to fucking start upping your game. Because I would say, you know, you should be exercising every day, so maybe you can slip that in. If you're not doing anything else, at the very least, you should be having sex. If you're doing, like, you know, if you're running and jogging and all that, and then maybe you can get, you know, leave it to once a week, twice, three times, whatever. But if you're doing nothing, you're just lying on the couch, you've got to, at the very least, be having sex. You're not even going to be having sex, are you? If you're a couch potato, even sex you don't even want. You'd rather watch the telly than have sex. That's a dead relationship. Anyway, but there you go. So if you are fat and miserable, find somebody to have sex with. It might just lengthen your life. Doggers, yeah, these are up and at it. Like fucking, early morning exercise. Doggers in more than a dozen cars were having sex at a beauty spot from 8:30 a.m. So they're the morning doggers, the walking the doggers in the morning. They're out, that's exercise. A woman jogger said, I have witnessed men having sex in their cars ranging from anything between 8:30 to midday. Well, they ain't just, oh, it might be men if it's gay sex. But if it's men and women, then they're exercising. They drove to the park to have exercise. That's like, you know, when you go to, people drive to the park to go for a run around the park. They're doing their exercise, so that's a good excuse when the police turn up, isn't it? Well, it's exercise, as long as you get your you get a headband on, you like wristbands, you know, them like sweatbands and whatever, you like running shorts and whatever else, and you say, we're exercising, this is my exercise class, this is my gym instructor. She's putting me through my paces, I'm paying for this, do you mind? Can you just come back in half an hour? I've got 30 more reps to get through. Anyway, sounds like fun. Why not? As I said, whatever keeps you young and keeps you in the mood. In the mood for life, should I say. Right, I think I'm going to finish up. David Hasselhoff is poised for a return to the small screen in a new version of Baywatch. Of course he is, because he doesn't get cast in anything else. David Hasselhoff doesn't do anything anymore, does he? He surely must be asking for work. You know, he's the Hoff. There's loads of cheesy fucking stuff he could do, but he's like coming back as that. I'm just going to pay him. You're going to pay him £200,000 an episode. Of course he's coming back. Fucking, I'll do anything for £200,000 an episode. And that's not too bad for him, because it's his thing, isn't it? You know, but if he was to go on adverts, you don't even see him. You see him on cheesy stuff because he plays up to the cheese, doesn't he? So that's all right. But and he's not getting any other work, so I can forgive him for... is he skint? I don't even know if he's skint. If he's not skint, he still doesn't need to do it, but he's trying to stay relevant. You know, but his thing is to be cheesy, isn't he? After doing that, like, gig on the Berlin Wall, that was fucking amazing. The Germans... any Germans out there that are in love with David Hasselhoff's music... You really haven't. That must have been from the other side of the wall. The side of the wall that didn't let good music in. They didn't let funk and soul and fucking, you know, amazing music. Surely that's from the side. They're going, David Hasselhoff, he's the man. We want him on the Berlin Wall giving us a song, giving us a concert. Crazy. See, one man's shit is another man's treasure. That's what they say. But anyway, I like David Hasselhoff and... is like he can forever be cheesy. I bet he wants to get himself on that cameo. People will be paying for him, no, 100%. German will. Germans will be paying for it, 100%. They're like, he's like a fucking god. He's like the Almighty. They'd be praying for to David Hasselhoff if they could. Right, I'm going to leave it on the godly, what's it called, return of David Hasselhoff at Baywatch. I don't really watch Baywatch, so if you do, hopefully you've enjoyed it. We'll be back soon. I'll be back tomorrow, so hopefully you've enjoyed me, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.